Should probably turn this game off. I mean, we're going to be watching.
No. Keep it on. Keep it on.
I want to see Freeman, white guy.
We are. We're watching the Dodgers Braves. What is it? NLCS.
Richie and Devin have had enough with white baseball players having black names.
Yeah, there's two guys named Will Smith.
Enough. You're not Will Smith. How about that? You will never be Will Smith. You're a white guy playing baseball. I'm sick of the Will Smiths. There's so too many Will Smiths in baseball.
There's two on both these teams. There's one each.
I don't like
team.
That. None of them
this
are
with... This dude's name is Freeman.
They're not with Jada. None of them are... You know, none of them were in I Am Legend. It's just too many baseball... Every baseball player looks like they either run a bodega or they run a microbrewery. Every baseball player looks like he's inventing an IPA that's white. Every white baseball player looks like he's like currently running like Golden Road Brewery. You know, like they're all trying to figure out what the hops that they should put in
the Braves
in
lead
the beer.
3-2.
4-1.
4-1.
Talking about the series.
In the series. They're up 3-2 in the series. They're up 4-1 right now. It's the bottom of the sixth.
So this decides who goes to the semifinals.
Mm-hmm. Or the finals.
Well, the finals, I thought, was the World Series.
They play, if the Dodgers win, they play another game.
They play another series.
If the Braves win, they go on.
To the World Series?
No, they go on to the series
that goes to the World Series.
That's the semifinals.
The
semis.
In basketball, they call it like the finals. And then they get to the NBA finals. They call it the Western Conference Finals. Anyway, the Dodgers are they're sucking up. Look at this fucking guy. They all like do weird facial hair, so like they look like they're like tough guys from the 80s. None of these guys are doing coke. You know, that's the problem. Like, do coke.
Mm-hmm.
You
I want a Kenny Powers kind of guy to come in.
Yeah.
He's getting arrested constantly, but he's throwing, like, perfect games, and they can't do anything about it to stop him.
Exactly.
They don't have any interesting characters in baseball right now. That's the big problem.
Well, they do, but they're all...
Name one.
Trevor Bauer.
They're all
one.
Being What's accused of rape. What?
Yeah,
there's interesting characters in baseball. They're all in court right now.
Yeah, they're not Josh
Donaldson.
That's
what makes them interesting is that they're in court for rape.
I find that very interesting.
No, it makes the sport a spectacle, but it's not like, oh, I've got some interesting guy to root for.
I mean, they're not calling all of New York
fags
like John Rocker. That was pretty cool.
You don't get guys like that. John Rocker kicked ass. You know, I love that.
Somebody
guy.
With some charisma who isn't in court for rape and
calling New York
is playing
F-word.
Good baseball. Yeah, mm-hmm. And if he's gay bashing all of his opponents, it's like, listen. I don't support that, but it's interesting. You're gay bashing your opponents and you're fucking playing your dick off.
I mean, I don't know. Most when I look at baseball, it just looks like a fucking. It looks like a bunch of guys that make IPAs versus Tecate.
I like baseball culture. It's interesting, the whole dugout culture thing. It's very racist. Obviously, they're all racist, but the whole dugout culture. They're all fucking chewing tobacco and slapping each other on the ass. They're all going back and playing poker at the end of the game. Private poker games is huge.
No,
baseball.
I love it. I love
it. And then they're cheating. That's the other thing I love about baseball.
And they cheat.
I respect
cheaters.
It's
the only big sport left where you got huge organizations doing team wide cheating. Smart. Cheating strategy.
Yeah, these guys they're putting maple syrup on the ball. They got like.
Well, I mean the Astros
syrup
thing.
In their fucking in their.
What's
in their
better
glove?
Than the Astros cheating scandal?
I hate the Astros.
Yeah, no, fuck them. But that's scumbags. I love the fact that you've got a huge team meeting after their big game, where it's national coverage. They're in the fucking World Series, mm-hmm. And then they're going like, "All right, guys, so." There has to be meetings on this. Like, so for our cheating thing, I got a new mic thing that will work better.
Right. And,
you know what
it
I mean?
It means they're connected as a team.
Of course.
If you're cheating, it means you have, like, great cohesion.
I forgot which player was, but who's the player who hit the walk-off, and when he's running down the third baseline, he's like, don't take my jersey off.
Yeah,
don't rip my jersey off. I got the mic. He's tapping.
Yeah, it was Jose something, Ibarra or whatever, one of them.
Yeah.
On the Astros, those fucking little cheating Mexicans.
What's the last other great cheating scandal in a different sport?
White Sox, Oh, in a different sport. Never mind.
You know, it's like you got Lance Armstrong, which isn't even real cheating.
No, Deflategate was bullshit.
That was stupid. Like, I can't think.
There's really not any cheating in the NBA other than steroids. Like, LeBron. LeBron is probably on steroids. Like,
that doesn't count because it's not like a team-wide organization planning a calculated cheat.
Right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I mean, this game is what the Braves have two runners on base. It's bottom of the sixth. They're already up 4-1.
I'm done watching baseball.
It looks bad.
By the way, I started yesterday, but I'm done.
No, I'm done.
if the Dodgers don't win this.
Baseball's so stupid. Honestly, it's just dumb. It's a dumb sport. Look at this guy. He's the manager of the team. He's dressed like he might play.
Yeah.
I don't like baseball because they have like 50-year-old men dressed like they're on the team. Hey, maybe it'll come down to them being like, we don't have any hitters. Looks like we have to have old fucking, you know, Don Henley
come
in. Time
to dust off your old tricks.
And fucking 90-year-old comes in and it's a home run.
Now, they should make, like, Belichick wear pads and put a stupid helmet on.
They should have Belichick should have to wear a helmet and pads on the sideline and be like, hey, look, Brady, listen, if you don't do it, I'll do it. It's such a silly game. I love it, though. But, yeah, look, I mean, it's not the 80s. Do coke. Be on coke. I want to see them doing bumps of, like, speed. Like,
the game. Try to ruin a guy's career for no reason.
Exactly.
Like Pete Rose in
an
all-star game.
Is anyone point shaving or is anyone fucking throwing the game? Like, it's not interesting unless you're doing that, you know? Yeah. And Trevor, the only interesting guy in the league was Trevor Bauer, and he's all raped out.
Who slammed a speedboat into, like, a fucking dock?
Whoa.
Oh.
A baseball player?
Yeah. Miami dude crashed a speedboat on coke, just goofing.
Oh, was it Alex Rodriguez? No.
That just sounds like
guy
in Miami.
He died
Yeah. No, he was like, he'd only played for a couple of years. He was a great player. I forget his name.
Though. Love that, though, too.
Not Puig, right?
No.
I loved Yasiel Puig. I love that guy. He, like, made everyone angry because he was, like,
I'm talking about a thing just happened.
Star. Yeah, I know what Joey's talking
tragic
about.
Tragic thing, but just like another one of those things that makes you go like, God, baseball's cool as hell. Like in Miami, you got these Dominicans or Puerto Ricans or whatever. They're doing coke and they're getting on a speedboat that's not even theirs and zipping it into a bevy of rocks or something.
They're all such...
damn bevy of rocks.
Baseball players are such scumbags. They're like the biggest assholes on planet Earth. Like, honestly, like, have you ever been to a baseball game and you like try and get like the ball from them? Like, they're fucking assholes.
They're real scumbags.
God, they're all such assholes. Mm-hmm. God, I love that though, actually, in a weird way. Like, I actually think that's why baseball's cool, is that the players like think everyone is like lower than them. You know, you could look like you could have the same diet as Charles Bukowski and be like a great baseball player, which is interesting. You could be like a fat alcoholic and killing it.
Yeah.
You're just great.
Only pro sport that actually counts outside of maybe golf or something where you got big fatos just killing it. I love fat athletes.
No, it's one of the,
I love a fat athlete.
Me too.
Yeah. It's one of the only sports where a professional athlete just like steps on a base and just like, my hammy. Oh, like, Jesus Christ.
Make somebody else run.
They're out for the season because they just like kind of like twisted wrong a little bit.
Yeah.
They didn't stretch.
They're like, I was at Yard House last night. Give me a break. I fucking, the happy hour was happening. What do you want from me?
Designated hitters too, where it's just like, you're too fat to run. Like, go get the first or get off gun, whatever, hopefully you get to say, and then just come in.
Exactly. That's what's great about baseball.
They have a guy run for you.
Yeah. You're too fat to run.
I love that. Somebody gets on base and they're like, yeah, but you're like a fat fuck. We're going to send in this skinny guy to like run for you, you fucking fat piece of shit. It's great. It's actually great. Baseball's amazing. And I love the whole like that they're all fucking doing the pine tar thing. Everyone's got, like I said, like
they're putting devices in bats. They're putting
cork
in the bat.
Sammy Sosa had the corked bat.
Corked bat. Yep.
God love it.
Sosa was just cheating in every way.
Yeah,
possible.
He was just taking steroids.
Oh yeah.
That guy.
Sosa was cheating all over. He was cheating so hard he was turning white.
Is that a confirmed treatment or is that a disease?
Oh yeah, Sosa was doing the
fucking disease,
Michael
Richie?
Jackson
you
thing.
Know.
It's not a disease. These people are trying to turn white.
I don't know. I can't
that
confirm.
That might be a disease, I think. I don't
think
know.
It's a little bit of both though.
It's bullshit.
You can't take a treatment to make you white. That's a
disease. You can. Michael Jackson did it.
That's true. Fuck, you're right.
These guys are fucking turning white.
Yeah.
What is that?
In a lot of Hispanic cultures, there's a thing where they try to mesh with American culture too much, and they come off very racist.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I knew a Hispanic girl that her family would bleach her.
Jesus.
Unfortunately, being dark-skinned is considered less attractive to
yeah, and it's fucked up. I understand the pressure.
And I don't think that, but there are cultures where it's just like, you know, being light-skinned is considered like the same way as just like being prettier or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
I mean, both Will Smiths were midnight black when they were 16. And now look at them, white.
Yeah. All these Will...
Who? All the kids?
All the Will Smiths on this team. Granted, Will Smith is like the whitest black
guy. And now look at Will Smith turning white.
Yep.
And they're going to meet in the middle somewhere. Yep. All three Will Smiths.
I can't watch this game with multiple King Richards playing for him. You know, I don't know anyway, it's been a big, we'll get off baseball a little bit. It's been a big news week.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, fucking, apparently, Brian Laundry was killed by Alec Baldwin.
First of all, I think you need to.
I don't know. I read the news. It looked like they found Brian Laundry. He was dead. And because he worked on the set of Rust.
See, I think you read the news too fast.
Did I read it too fast?
You mixed two stories up into one story. But let me just say, all jokes aside, like, rest in peace, Brian Laundry.
No, seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, the man was killed by sadness.
He died of a broken heart.
This entire country died of a broken heart.
His girlfriend got killed by coyotes, and the whole country blamed him.
Mm-hmm. His girlfriend was choked out by coyotes. And Laundry was on the run, and he knew the whole world was against him, and he tried to last, and he was in the Florida Everglades, and he was shot by Alec Baldwin.
He ran himself to death.
Has a slippery fucking trigger finger, man. I don't even care about.
No, man, exactly.
By the way, man, if you
wanted to kill someone,
it's like.
You're bloodthirsty.
Any kind of basic gun safety, you check the barrel.
We all know Baldwin. He's always closing.
Bloodthirsty Baldwin.
Always be closing. Yep. At bloodthirsty Baldwin.
Yeah. Coffee's for closers and bullets are for innocent people.
I mean, Baldwin's
world.
He was running around that set pointing guns at everybody. You were lucky if you weren't, you know, one of the victims. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a horrible thing. Alec Baldwin is a murderer. And Brian Laundry was the victim.
No, it was a new PA on set.
Agreed.
A new PA on set was like, "What's your name?" And then he shot him, and he goes, "Fuck you! That's my name.
That's my name." They go, "Mr. Baldwin, I have your coffee," and he just shoots you in the knee.
Fuck you!
He goes, "I said low fat." But yeah, I mean, you know, Laundry is dead. The case is over, and it's really, I'm really pissed at him for perishing. I mean, the guy deprived all of America of an incredible third act. I was expecting a big court case and, you know, him, I wanted to see how he would lie about it.
My biggest fantasy
was... And he just
died.
What, did he get killed by an anaconda? Like, what happened to him?
I think he was being... Both of him and Gabby are both being hunted by nature in some kind of weird curse.
Yeah.
I think she got killed by coyotes, and then he got killed by an anaconda. but
I
will
think,
say... Yeah. Listen, I think he's innocent, as I've said many times. But my biggest fantasy was that he was somehow guilty, actually. Like, he actually did it.
Imagine if he was guilty.
Like, I know it's crazy to say that.
Imagine, if you will, he's guilty.
So, you know, hypothetical, crazy nonsense.
We know it sounds crazy, but imagine if Brian Laundry was guilty.
And not only that, so in this insane hypothetical, he's guilty, and then my biggest fantasy was he goes on a spree and he kills, like, a bunch of others. Mm. And then obviously I don't want anyone to die, but I'm saying had that happen against my, my hopes... That would have been such a fun story.
And that's
and then
why
they catch him, and then the court case after he went on a spree. I mean, come on. That would have been dynamite.
I want a Laundry manifesto.
That's why I'm upset.
Oh, by the
at him,
way,
man.
There might be a manifesto. They found a notebook. So.
They did. They found a notebook. Yes. It's probably just pictures of dicks. He was a retard.
What?
I mean, the guy.
Dude, don't say that when I'm with you, man.
Laundry.
This is why you had
don't
to run.
Don't say that shit around me,
people
bro.
Like Devin. Why you had to run?
Exactly.
I
dude,
do.
You're
I did.
The fucking problem.
I
man.
Didn't want to contribute to the public pressure, but I'm upset that Laundry didn't give us what we wanted, and it's like I What was the point of his family helping him if it was all for him to die?
I bet they're the, pissed. They're the, like, oh, we spent $20,000 on the fake passport, and he just kills himself.
His whole family must be like, dude, we are talking to the cops every day. We are fucking juking them and, like, saying anything we can. We were giving you food. We were bringing you fucking, you know, jerky, and you fucking perish. God, you suck. I mean, what the fuck happened? And you were innocent. The whole time you were innocent.
It's actually kind of got to be a huge stress reliever for the family.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean,
so.
All the they're like, oh, finally.
It's
over.
Sad, but it's like, okay, yeah, it's over. Fuck, yeah.
But it is honestly unfortunate for the state of our country. Like, I did think we would have, like, a good distraction. I thought we would have a good court case, and Laundry fucked it all up. And honestly, if you know, inflation, the food shortage, chalk it up to Laundry.
Oh, shit.
At the Chalk very it least, dog the
Dodgers
hunter.
Just hit a home. Oh shit!
No. Now it's close.
No, they're
hit it off the wall.
It's a double play. They got a. You got on. It's a double
it's
play
a,
by the Dodgers.
It's not a double.
Not a double he play. Hit a he, double. Got, he hit a double. Yeah. Listen, I'm a little distraught. By,
sorry,
by
Richie.
Laundry. Okay, somebody, I'm sorry. I happen to care about I what mean, happened fuck. To Brian Laundry recently. The man was, you know.
You're right. I'm getting a little hung up on baseball terminology.
He was starving to death. This poor guy.
He probably gave his.
How do you think he died, Joey?
Well, I think probably he was tried to keep living life, and he thought about the fact that Gabby passed away.
Yeah, he probably starved himself because out of sadness over Gabby's death,
and so that was just killing him and eating him up, and like he probably just decided to
maybe he went
I can't take the pin.
Exactly. Maybe he went on his phone and he saw. How much people were villainizing him.
People accusing
wrongly.
Him of a bad crime.
He saw how the world was wrongly vilifying him, and he goes, what is the point? What Poor is the point? And he jumped right in the swamp, and he got eaten by a fucking gator.
Yeah,
He's up in heaven now.
Rest in peace, Brian Laundry. Rest in peace, the other one. but yeah, it was rough. I mean, you know, and then also this week, Alec Baldwin murdered a woman. Mm-hmm.
And almost another.
Shot her point blank and the director.
And yeah, it was like a mass shooting.
I love how Devin started with almost murdered a woman. He'd murdered
all
somebody.
The way murdered. Yeah.
Did he almost?
She's dead. No, the woman's dead.
She's dead.
Oh my God. I didn't even know that.
You're really scanning the news.
I thought he was at it. I thought
maybe
I
we
thought,
should turn the game off. I mean,
I thought
it's
Baldwin
a boring sport, but it's clearly got Devin.
I thought Baldwin was in the clear.
No,
he really shot her,
killed her.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Why did she fucking was she nagging him?
I know what happened on the Brandon Lee movie set, so maybe
the
I'll
Crow.
Give you a theory about what actually happened there. On the Brandon Lee movie set, what they were doing is they had like a close-up shot down like the barrel or at least the gun was pointed at the camera. And you could tell that there are no bullets in a gun when you look at it from a front-facing view. So for one shot, they put in like dud bullets, like they had like their prop team remove
the real
blanks.
No, but they made them like haphazardly, like so they you basically remove the gunpowder part of the bullet, right? And then you just put the blanks in there, and you take the shot or whatever. But what happens with actual movie blanks is they still have that explosion effect to make the sound and to have
right,
the visual
right,
of
right,
the
right.
thing firing if you want that in the shot. So then what happened was they left the duds in there, but then they loaded up new bullets that still had that explosion effect. So when you pull the trigger, fires the explosion, it sends the force of the explosion down the barrel, and then it launches the dud out fast enough to kill Brandon Lee. So that's how these accidents happen. And potentially, it sounds like on the set of this Alec Baldwin movie, it was a real budget, a real shitty production. Mm-hmm. Like a low budget, shitty production.
Yes, it was terrible. They were trying to get them to like sleep in like homeless motels.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that whole set was treated horribly. The whole crew, apparently, they could have stayed in Santa Fe. They had them all staying in Albuquerque, which is like an hour and a half away.
Yeah.
And yeah, after like 14-hour days, so it's fucked up. But I guess Baldwin had finally had enough, and he shot the director and the cinematographer, and he you know ultimately killed the cinematographer.
He goes, "Hey, you're gonna keep making the crew sleep in that hotel." And then he pulled his own gun out and he did what everybody wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, rest in peace, the cinematographer, Helena Hutchinson, I believe her name is.
Oh, wow. All right.
You really care about her.
The name out of nowhere.
I mean, it was fucked up. I mean, the woman lost her life to, imagine losing your life to this fucking gas bag. Imagine this political gas bag fucking has-been actor. Alec Baldwin's incredibly talented, but he's a murderer now.
And yeah, he literally shot and killed
a woman. And you know what? I saw some of the pictures of him dealing with it, and he kind of looked like there was a little smirk on his face where he was kind of calling home, like, "What do you want from me? You know, like, what did I do? Somebody handed me a gun."
Yeah.
And he's right.
Well, no.
You know what I found out?
No, like, all jokes aside, he didn't do anything wrong.
No, he did nothing wrong.
He's like, he's a victim. Imagine if somebody on a movie gave you a gun and said, "Hey, do this little scene."
Yeah.
And then it caused you to shoot somebody in the head.
Yeah, neither.
You know, it was a legit. I'm sorry to interrupt, Richie, but you know, it was a. What they confirmed today is that they handed him a real gun. It was like a loaded gun. He shot her with a bullet.
It was
like,
obviously loaded with something.
No, but it wasn't even like a Brandon Lee thing, like a projectile or like a prop gun. It was a gun.
The
director handed it to him.
Well, all these guns are guns.
Nice. They came out today.
They just kind of disable them in a way that they don't fire bullets. But when you combine an actual projectile with the fake rounds, it's probably there's no way that real rounds were loaded into like a chamber at any point. It was probably still some kind of mix-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, whatever. I mean, listen, the Dodgers are making a run. Alec Baldwin's a murderer. He wanted to kill that woman, and he got his wish.
I don't think he wanted to kill that woman.
Of course he did. Of course,
and neither did. And Dick Cheney didn't want to shoot that guy either.
And Dick Cheney, the guy lived.
Exactly.
Okay? Maybe use some buckshot.
Wow,
next
time. What a turn of events.
Use some birdshot next time, Baldwin.
What a turn of events for a bleeding heart like Alec Baldwin to end up doing a similar thing to Dick Cheney, but coming out worse.
It is incredible.
How ironic.
You're worse than the Republican, you know, masterminds of the Iraq War.
At least Dick Cheney didn't kill one guy. He killed many, you know, in a satellite sort of way.
They have tweets from Baldwin dating back years ago where he's like posting like cops murdering people, and he goes, "Imagine what it's like to accidentally take the life of somebody."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like a real tweet from him. And well, you know. How does it feel, Baldy boy? No, it's terrible. I feel bad for Alec Baldwin. He's amazing in The Departed, and he's very funny in 30 Rock. And I thought he was incredibly hacky as Trump. But what are you going to do? You know, he's a fucking Hollywood guy. And
well, listen, the guy is a victim on this. But there was a famous thing on the Trump stuff where it was that Anthony something had the funniest Trump, and he was up for SNL. And then Alec Baldwin not only took it as a guy that has like $100 million, but then he tweets like a tweet at this guy, like a comedian who you know, probably lives in a studio apartment going like, "Hey, sorry, like, listen, it's my role. I'm better at it." Like some kind of
really. Yeah, wow. he's a scum. James Austin Johnson has a great Trump.
He does. I mean, he got SNL. So.
But now Trump's gone. So it's like, what's the fucking point?
Right.
But yeah. JAG should have fucking been doing Trump you know, I think before Baldwin, but
yeah,
whatever. It's just interesting. It's very, it's like almost, it's it, it, you know, some have said online that it's karmic in some weird way, which is no, it's never karmic.
What's
it's
the
it's,
karma? What for,
just that, you know, just that the guy talks, Baldwin talks so much shit and he was such a liberal anti-gun guy.
I had a South Dakota friend text me about the anti-gun stuff.
I'm sure.
And he goes like, oh, sure. Like this, some anti-gun thing, and they're like, oh, look at this idiot, doesn't know anything about guns, kills somebody with, maybe you should have been a little bit more pro-gun, you could learn how to fucking use one, you idiot.
Yeah, hey Baldwin, maybe take some notes from the fucking, you know, the right wingers you despise. They would tell you that a gun is loaded.
Well, that's their whole thing, is like gun safety, learn how to use guns, go to a range, go do a little training. If you're going to be in a job where you're touching, even if they're fake guns, it's fucking dangerous. Do a little training, do a little research. If I'm Baldwin or any actor and I'm on a set where they're giving me guns with fucking things that are actually firing rounds, fake or not, it's like I'm doing a lot of research, I'm being safe as hell.
And they're telling you the shot is literally point at the camera.
I'm not doing...
Like point at the director and the cinematographer.
I'm not trusting a prop department, even if it's the best prop department. He had a low-budget, shitty prop department.
Yep.
I'm never trusting them. I'm doing my own checks. I'm looking down the barrel. I mean, you know, fuck, he is a victim, but Jesus, there is some negligence on his part, too.
You really, do you know in the day, there is. Do you know in the days before this happened, there was like 3 misfires on set?
Jesus Christ, that makes it. Okay.
Already, there was already massive misfire. There was already guns going off, and the crew was complaining about it, and then they're all talking about having to fucking stay in the fucking Albuquerque Skid Row because the you know, the production won't pay for them to live anywhere. Some people slept in their fucking cars in the cold desert night.
It's now becoming more egregious. Like, I said that just as what every adult should do handling any kind of device that could potentially fire off a deadly projectile.
Right.
But now that we have a fucking documented history of misfires at a low-budget props department and no safety on the staff, it's like, all right, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but that you're now being kind of negligent. Baldwin.
Baldwin solely.
No, I mean,
no, it's all Baldwin's fault.
He's the producer. He's the producer.
Number one most responsible person.
He's the producer on the movie.
Number one person responsible is the prop department. They need to get their shit together.
Yeah, I mean,
or fucking, whatever.
Who's running the prop department? Lloyd Christmas? I mean, what type of fucking set is this? The set of Rust. It's got you got fucking, you know, Lloyd Christmas and Harry running the entire set.
They're transporting people to set in the dog car.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, anyway.
Unsafe.
And ultimately, you know, it was unsafe, and they killed Brian Laundrie.
This is terrible, but after the cinematographer gets killed, the guy runs up and he goes, oh, shoot that way.
One guy goes, saw it in a movie once, Harry. He goes, well, what happened? He goes, they caught up to them like an hour later and killed them both. No, it's a tragic situation, but I mean, let's be honest. It's like when you see something like this in the news, you see it, you go, oh, I'm so, that is horrible for that woman, but it's such a major story that your humanity gets kind of like separated from it, and you just kind of laugh at the fact that a big name like Alec Baldwin is now he's now literally has manslaughter on his resume. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where it's like, I that's horrific. I can't imagine the pain that woman's family has gone through, and I'm rest in peace to Helena Hutchinson.
There's no way that's her name, by the way.
It's like Haley, whatever. Yeah,
Devin keeps changing it. In like an hour, we'll be like, Hyena Hutchinson.
I don't even know what I have no idea what her name is, so confident Devin doesn't know.
It was
go
like,
on.
It was like Helena Hutchinson. She was one of the members of Two Girls, One Cup, or Two Girls.
She directed Two Girls, One Cup?
She was one of the people that was the famous podcast, Two Girls, Fuck Guys, or something. No, but it's horrible. But it's one of those things where I'm like, when I'm honestly being honest about it, like when you see it in the news, you just can't help but like make jokes about it because it's so. You see Alec Baldwin fired the guy. You go, yeah. That's, you know,
yes.
Wacky and funny.
It's wacky.
It's
wacky.
Alec Baldwin, the guy from mm-hmm. everything we've ever seen. Like, yeah. You're a murderer now. Like,
yeah.
It's just funny. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I mean, what do you want from me? I'm a comic. I don't know.
Helena Hutchins.
I told you, it's Helena Hutchinson. What is
you
her
said
name?
Helen Hutchinson.
No, Howling with Wolves Hutchinson.
I said Helena Hutchinson.
Oh, fuck. I knew it. I swear to God, I
That's
knew
her
it.
Name, and she was an award-winning cinematographer, you scumbags. It's horrible. It's horrible, but...
For her work on Two Girls, One Cup, Debbie Does Dallas, Bazingas.
Debbie Does Dallas. Deep Throat. Many others. Man, the Dodgers are they got two men on base, top of the seventh.
Right. Oh shit.
Anyway.
I didn't even now I'm okay.
No, it's like a big This is a big out, folks. Hit it.
Here it comes.
Hit it. Oh, you're a scumbag.
He struck out.
What a fucking loser.
How many out? Was that the
God,
third out?
God, these guys suck. Look at all these Braves.
Was that the third out?
Yeah, no, it's the second out. But look at all these Braves fans. They're all fucking yelling the N-word. That's how they celebrate. They just scream the N-word. Yeah, why don't you go to JR Crickets after this? We all know that that wasn't named oddly. Uh-huh. Anyway. What else happened this week? We had some major, a bunch of trans people walked out of Netflix over Chappelle.
They did.
Over the, of a Chappelle special. And I would be more in favor of the movement if they were upset at the fact that it was a very mediocre, comedy special as opposed to being angry at like it causing hate or something like,
right.
Ultimately, like they would have more of a point if they were just upset by like the joke structure. It's not a great special. It's probably the weakest thing I've ever seen Chappelle do.
Oh, it is. No, it's it,
like
but
by
far. I mean, that's he's got a great track record. So
he's put out
four
brilliant specials in the last 4 years.
His weakest thing is still just, better than most comedians. In my opinion, it's still better than most stand-up specials.
Totally, totally. But I will be honest. Chappelle's one of my favorite people on earth, and the first 30 minutes of that special were incredibly weak.
No,
and
it was easily his worst
unfunny,
special.
Like...
Easily his worst
hacky
special.
Jokes. Like, yeah. It felt like almost every joke was like, so then I saw that bitch's Adam's apple, and I went, kapow! And I just like he just like beats up like a gay woman. Or something. It was just kind of odd. A lot of the jokes didn't make any sense to me. He was telling like weird stories that are obviously fake. That's what Chappelle does.
It was during the pandemic. I think probably what happened is that he wasn't able to do real crowds.
He was. He was doing stand up the whole pandemic.
He's doing shows.
No, he was doing weird farm shows.
He's doing shows with Joe Rogan to people who paid $300 a seat only in Texas.
No, what he was doing was shows to the elite. And so the elite were like, we already consider
Austin, Texas, the elite.
No, but rich people paying $300 a seat to come see him.
Well, they're rich conservative Texas people.
I didn't mean the elite.
There for like Rogan.
He's
and
doing
Dave
shows to people. It's an easy crowd. Is what I mean. They have a predetermined.
I'm gonna throw this out there. A lot of people in Texas have $300 spending money.
Oh yeah,
who have a real job?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that he was doing it to home run crowds.
Yes, that yes. Joe Rogan's fans.
He wasn't getting like feedback from the country where it's like, well, that's kind of weak. That's kind of weak. He was feeling himself and where that, it's like this is all hilarious.
Real feedback from the country is why he was able to start dipping into those kind of topics without sounding like. You know, first of all, he had to make it funnier, but then also he was able to kind of be like, oh, that was maybe a little bit too far. With these Texas crowds, it was probably more like, oh, nothing's too far. Like, no one's moderating how if I'm going too far, no one's giving me bad feedback. If it's not funny enough, very generous, very conservative. It's just.
Yeah. I just personally thought it was the weakest material of Chappelle's entire career.
Definitely. Yeah.
And so when I saw the backlash, I was like, well, they had this backlash over every one of his specials, which were great. So fuck off. But at the same time, I was like, well, I guess I get it more for this one because it's like it was the least funny. Yeah. It was the weakest I've ever seen him on stage ever, in my opinion. And So, you know, I guess I get some of the outrage, but the walkouts and all the shit's hilarious. It's like, what do you, that shit's like more newsworthy than like, you know, the economy or the, you know, inflation, the food shortage, foreign affairs. It's like hilarious that this is something we have to actually give a shit about or care about.
Right.
I also don't know how to keep up with like movements and groups and like caring about like civil rights. Like there's a new group every fucking day. You go on Twitter every day and it's like, you know, the somebody on Twitter with the clapping hands emojis just like protect black trans kayakers. And you're like, what is there a black trans kayaking group that's like going through, you know, hell right now? I don't know how to care about this. I don't even know they existed. Then another day it's like, you know, you need support indigenous hot air balloon salesmen. And you're like, what is the indigenous hot air balloon market?
I
like
guess really air fucked salesmen up? Are like going against them or something.
I had no idea. And then another day it's like,
they're charging more for indigenous groups.
There are not enough Puerto Rican bisexual mechanics. And you're like, what is Vietnamese fucking car sales? I don't even. It's just. It's,
give another example.
Let me keep going. I no. It's just. I don't. I
Philippines.
Don't, I go. Support Filipino long jumpers.
There you go.
You're like, what?
That's what we needed.
Is that a discriminated group? I'm just confused. I don't even know how to keep up with civil rights anymore. You can't make up a new group every fucking 5 minutes and expect like America to like stay on board.
Yeah.
You know? So like Chappelle is wrong with being unfunny in the special and like lazy. Even though there are funny parts, I mean, he's better than most stand-ups. The they, them, Joe, who they or many they, like that right, shit.
No,
like,
it's still better than most specials.
There's a lot of great jokes in it,
Chappelle,
but...
For Chappelle was shit.
For Chappelle, yes. I thought it was by
it's
far...
It's so bad overall.
It was overall bad. I mean, I don't think any of us are lying here. You're lying to yourself if you think that was, like, you know, some amazing special. It was extremely weak.
You're a fan of Chappelle. You don't want to see him fail.
It was extremely weak, and
it
you know
D+.
What?
Plus.
He kind of... It was so weak that that's the reason it's getting so much backlash is because it was finally the first special where he's doing jokes about these groups and it is so unfunny that you almost think to yourself for a second, like, does he hate gay people? What is his issue with trans? Why is it so repetitive?
That's exactly right. It's similar philosophies to his other specials, similar opinions and attitudes, but the fact that it's lazier, it makes people immediately give you less of a leeway.
Leeway, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's all I'm saying. I just felt like it. I felt like it wasn't funny enough, and it was the bits and the angles taken were so lazy that I was like, well, you're now gonna get yourself heat because they can go, well, I didn't even laugh, like. You know, like, I didn't even think it was that good. So hate trans people. Or
if you do, like, a bunch of hard work and you work out a thing and it's creative and you're like, oh, I can tell that guy, like, took this on the road and he told it at 100 places and then he brought it to us. And it's like, even if it offends you a little bit, you're like, all right, but he did it well.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Well, which I watched three specials of his, the old ones, not the old ones, but the ones that came before
Bird Revelation.
I didn't watch Bird Revelation because I've seen that too many times, but I watched Equanimity, I watched Sticks and Stones, and I watched the other one.
Live in Austin?
Austin, yeah. Right. And he's doing similar jokes, and he brings up trans people or gay people like every time, but he has great fucking jokes about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's killing. He's being brilliant. He's being, Dave Chappelle, the greatest comic of all time. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, I don't care, whatever. It's weird that he keeps bringing it up, but if there's a joke about it to be had, go for it. I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
It's comedy. But this one was just like the same topics, no content.
Yeah. I think he overrated how much people cared about what was going on with him personally and all these communities. Yeah. Like, yeah, it was something. You know, he probably should have said something about him, whatever, next special or bring it all together. But he made it like this whole thing, like me and the trans community, everyone knows about it. And we're like, yeah, we've heard, you know.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. It's, but it's like, it's
you
not
can talk about something. It's
not,
else.
I'm not going to work thinking about you and the trans community. I mean, tell me about it again.
Yeah.
But no, he's feeling himself too much. It's this thing where it's like, I just feel like legends, a guy like Dave, like just needs to go away a little longer.
Well, that was the other thing.
He's been feeling himself in the public eye for a little too long now. And I'm
you give
like,
legend some room, but that's another thing that's kind of annoying where it's like he calls himself the goat in the thing.
Yeah. Yes. I did not like the beginning where he goes like, oh, the last 18 months I'm rich and famous, but I can only imagine what it was like for you peons.
Right.
Pathetic, poor pieces of shit that and came that, to my, you know, it was just like, all right, enough of, stop saying it openly how, you know, rich and famous you are. And
he's
like,
he's used that line too much at this
too
point.
Too much. I watched the last three specials. He mentioned it in some way, like, all three specials, he mentions that.
Yeah. Also,
and
like,
I'm like, it was fine to me, but this one, it just felt like gross.
There's also there's a way for a legend to kind of like toot their own horn or like hint at their legacy in a charmful way. The way that he did it in this, where he was like, oh, and now this trans woman's opening for whom many people consider the GOAT, and then it's like a big applause break.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a little bit like, I don't know. I agree that he's the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
I do think he's the best stand-up comedian of all time if you add in, you know, everything, this entire career. But it's like, I don't necessarily want to see you bring it up in that way. It's just, it was obnoxious.
It's also, I think, a mistake of doing so many specials close together, because another comedian who might have hinted at that or even said it that outright is doing specials every 2 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Or even with more space in between.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the reason I don't think any
other stand-up's done that, though.
The reason I don't like him saying it like that is because it makes him seem insecure about it. Whereas, like, a true legend in a sport, for example, or like let's say a Quentin Tarantino type of guy, he'll toot his own horn and he'll say, listen, okay, look, you know, I'm pretty damn good at directing, you know, so maybe he'll say something like
that.
And then
they let someone else do
it. Exactly.
No, you're the greatest of all time. All right, stop it.
Somebody like that, or like even like a legendary prize fighter, unless they're actively promoting themselves and doing a Muhammad Ali kind of thing,
right?
They're not going to just sit there and go like, it was just an odd.
No, 100%. You're supposed to be
either be fucking way over the top about it or be way humble about it. Yeah, I don't like this thing. Some people consider me the goat.
It's too much because we already know, like everyone already feels it. So when you start commenting on it too much and you're in front of our faces too much, it starts becoming, you know, lacking self-awareness.
Yeah.
Where it's like, gratuitous. All right, dude, we get it. It's gratuitous at this point. Exactly. And it's, I don't know, man. I think the first thing of Chappelle's that I didn't like my entire life was that 10-minute thing he released like a year ago, maybe 8-9 months ago.
In the middle
of the pandemic at the farm show, where he's talking about, you know, he's yelling at me to like boycott Netflix and not watch Chappelle's show so he can retroactively get his money for leaving Chappelle's show.
Right.
And in my mind, I'm like, bro, you can't have it all.
That felt greedy and out of touch.
It's very out of touch. It's like half the reason everyone thinks of you as a legend is because you walked away from that money.
Right.
And so now you can't go retroactively, gain your legend. That's the whole fucking, it's just, you lose that money and it is what it is. You made fucking $100 million on these Netflix specials. Right. And the reason that you get to talk about it on these Netflix specials so much and make the money back
is because
you walked.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't now you're yelling at me in the middle of a pandemic when everyone's on unemployment and like suffering about like, hey, don't watch Chappelle's show on Netflix because I signed a contract and they abused me and I left. And it's like, you did sign a contract.
Right.
I mean, like, I don't really.
And it was the timing, too. I feel bad
for
him.
It was just the timing of it, man.
Because for him, that was like he was right there. He's at the finish line. He's like, I'm going to go full circle. I'm going to get my money. And it was like, dude, But right now, it's just not the time. Everyone's suffering.
Don't yell at me on YouTube while, you know, everyone is literally suffering.
Yeah.
So it was just really out of touch, and he's a brilliant, brilliant man, and he's one of the greatest thinkers we've had in the modern age, and I still love him and respect him wholeheartedly, and I think he's the funniest guy probably of all time. You know, maybe besides Patrice. It's just Patrice just didn't get to put out stuff, but
he's up there.
But he's I love him. I and that's why I'm being critical here, because I always hold him to the Chappelle standard, and I just thought this last special was extremely weak. I mean, yeah. I just thought it was the first time I watched it, I literally fell asleep 30 minutes in. I was just like, what is he? I kept looking at him and being like, what are you even talking? What is this fake story you're saying? Like. Yeah. Just some weird, it was like, I felt like it was like three or four stories in a row where the whole point was like, there's a gay bitch at the end of the bar and I went kapow to that bitch's titties and oh, that bitch had a dick, yeah. And I ripped that bitch's dick off and I went kapow and I beat it up like some chicken cutlets. Yeah, there was a lot of like Adam's apples jokes and I'm like, dude, I don't care at all about those types of jokes.
It's kind of hacky.
If it's good, but this is starting to feel like you're now gonna make it hard for people to do fucking
trans jokes, even did the priest molester joke, which has been done like a million times.
The priest molester joke was terrible. He goes, I loved it. I came on his face and this and that. I was like,
all right, weak twist on a very overdone.
The crowd going crazy over that. I was like, what is this crowd
what
now?
Have
like,
you been
is this the Andrew
to?
Schultz crowd? Like, what is this? What is the crowd?
Yeah,
this doesn't seem like the type of crowd that is up to the standard of Chappelle's wit.
Right.
But it was, you know, it's live. I get it. I'm sure if I was there live, I would have laughed at everything. I would have called you and be like, yo, Chappelle fucking went at trans people. I would have just loved it.
Yeah.
But when you watch it on TV and you take yourself out of it and you go, I was just like, this is not that good.
This is bad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And then the whole trans story of his friend was great. Mm-hmm. And then the way he ended it, he goes like, he said something like, stop punching down on my people. Or
right.
I just thought it was a weak, really weak ending. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I said, I honestly, to this day, I don't think Chappelle could do any worse.
I hope
he doesn't do anything for a long time, because I thought that was the worst thing that's ever been associated
also,
with his name.
Real quick, just to clarify, I know I'm not even talking about intellect, because there are a lot of good points in there. But
sure.
It's a comedy special. It's like, I didn't come to watch a TED Talk. It's like a really funny TED Talk.
Yeah, people say that too, and I'm like, I'm okay with that. Like, I don't mind, like, you know, your Carlin, like, you know, that the shit he did when he was, like, dying. But the first 30 minutes, he's attempting to make jokes.
I guess I'm talking about the back half.
They're incredibly hacky jokes.
Because even the back half, when he starts to make, like, really good points, and it's like, I get where he's coming from, what he's trying to do, it still just falls so short.
Of Chappelle.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know? Like, if he was just some guy out of nowhere that put that special out, I'd be like, all right, it's interesting. He's really going for it. But, you know, a lot of these jokes are hacky.
If he was just some guy, they'd be, like, on the dark web. They'd be,
right. It would be unfortunate.
I think he got lazy. It was his final thing. He probably was incentivized in the earlier specials. If you get this many views, you get X more amount of money.
Right.
He's probably at the tail end of the contract. He's like, this one doesn't even have that. And I've got the easiest audiences. I'm getting lazy. He goes, whatever. I'm just going to fucking fire this one off. And I'm going to use the same kind of premises. I got some positive feedback from some fans about challenging these progressive ideas, right. Which is totally fine, by the way. Big part of the news on this whole thing is you're punching down. Like, you got to choose some kind of...
Which is nonsense. That's a bullshit concept, the punching
down. It's a bullshit concept, and people... The whole thing about how... And I do agree that it's like... I hate when, like, Joe Rogan or anyone starts becoming obsessed with trans shit. Or, like...
Yeah.
It's odd. I find
it's odd. It's odd because they say it's not a big deal, yet you talk about it for 5 hours straight.
For years on end.
It's like, okay, but if it's not that important, then why do you even have it as a topic of discussion that often? I mean, listen, I'm not trying to sound any type of way, but talking about trans people is like, it's literally like discussing like the, you know,
It's a very small percentage of the population. Yeah,
like a group that is similar to the amount of like bald eagles in America exactly. or something. I'm like, okay, yeah, but they're really not affecting much or anything. I mean, they're not large enough. Like,
they're loud online. They're doing no actual harm. But it becomes unusual when you're obsessed with them.
For lack of a better term, they don't matter. Which is what
they would love that. They're saying, listen,
stop going at them because they aren't large enough to fucking matter. Let them do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Leave them alone.
Because
that's their dream, by the way. They don't want to matter. Treat us like everyone else.
See, what do I see? Maybe 3 trans people a year? And, you know,
we're in LA.
And 2 of them are my father. But seriously, like they aren't there. I don't deal with them. Right. They're not in my way. I don't go to bathrooms and I go, there's a trans bitch here. Like it's not happening.
It's a very
bizarre
thing.
So when you devote 5 hours to them, I'm like a little confused. It's just like, I would like to hear Chappelle's opinions on the economy or, you know, bigger issues at hand. Like, trans people are not in my way.
It has dominated, not in reality, but in the media, it has begun to dominate, like, a way unproportional percentage of their actual, like, you know, how many of them exist. But in the media, it has become, like, a much larger part of the focus. So I guess the argument would be like
gets ratings.
We're not you know, we're talking about these issues because these groups are making them huge parts of the talking points. So I guess it's semi-fair.
He didn't make any good classic jokes
the
about them.
Yeah,
this special. That's
jokes.
The problem.
Yeah.
I watched 3 specials. I watched 2 today and I watched 1 last night and he always brings them up, and I'm like, okay, interesting. And then he has, like, a hilarious joke, like a silly, wacky. He did the Asian face. Imagine if on the inside I felt I was Asian, but I had this body, and I go, how I feel inside. That's hilarious. He goes, I know black dudes in the hood that wear high heels so they don't, you know, so they don't get killed.
Right.
Hilarious joke. Amazing act out.
Yeah.
These are jokes. Like, this special, I don't really know where the jokes were. Like, every time he talked about trans people, it was like just some weird...
Like, you're coming at me, coming at you.
And I'm coming at you now. And it was just some weird, vague story that was obviously a lie. And then he would just be like, and I looked around and I saw the Adam's apple. And I saw the sharp jawline. And I'm like, all right, now you sound like Owen Benjamin. I mean, like, what is this?
Yeah.
It was odd.
I'm also becoming skeptical of some of these like fantastical stories that he tells.
They're lies.
Yeah,
which I always knew. This one though was the first one where I was like, okay, Dave, you're obviously lying.
Yeah,
I'm not even going along with it.
So sure,
I used to go along.
He definitely like had her at a show, and then
Daphne, I believe.
But what I'm saying is, so that's an example of one of these tales that he says. So definitely she came to the show. He knew her, blah, blah, blah. She killed herself for sure. That's all true. But he was definitely exaggerating this French.
I believe that as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
and then he had a few of those on different specials.
He was exaggerating the friendship. I believe that.
He's
connecting no proof.
Foggy. You know, here's this point. I'll kind of change this thing.
I'm sure he had her open for him.
No, right.
And whatnot,
that's probably true.
But I don't know how much he actually spoke to her.
He's doing what a true liar does. You use aspects of the truth to lie.
Which is brilliant, and that's what a funny comic does.
Exactly.
You know?
But when you're doing a woman that killed herself, that's kind of scummy, honestly.
Well, he said...
And also, comics make, like, whatever. It's acceptable to kind of be silly and make stuff up, but...
He wasn't...
He wasn't being silly about it. He was trying to be like, this was my best friend.
It was. He was trying to rope you in.
Yeah, exactly.
And it sucks, because ultimately that woman was killed by Alec Baldwin. So it's fucked up, but like he's lying. Dave Chappelle's lying because that trans friend of his was murdered by Alec Baldwin.
She's now up in heaven with Brian Laundrie.
With Laundrie.
Yeah.
And Petito.
And that cinematographer.
No, Petito didn't.
And Helena Hutchinson.
People like Petito
and
don't
Helena
go up
Hutchinson.
There. Yeah.
It's Whose fucked up, man.
Helen Hutchinson.
With Helen Hutchinson.
It wasn't Helen. It was Helena.
What's her last name?
It was H-A-L-Y-N-A.
And last name, though?
Hutchinson.
No.
It's Hutchin.
Helena Hutchin.
Hutchin.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't know the name.
She used to host the Guys We Fuck.
How did I know?
Christina Hutchinson.
She used to host the Guys We Fuck podcast.
Yeah.
She was big in New York. Anyway, no, but yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know how, you know, true to form Chappelle was being with telling the story. That's the thing.
They just weren't that good of friends.
Even
that,
the trans it, thing, I was, don't buy even it. That story, I was like, this
facts,
is
facts. They just weren't friends.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, this is the best thing in this special, and I'm still a little uneasy because I don't quite know. I mean, she killed herself. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like,
yeah.
And he goes like, wait, maybe it was because you people, you know, went at her online.
I felt like he was using her likeness a little bit.
It felt like he was using the fact that she existed to his
in his life.
Benefit.
Of course, that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a little gross. That's
kind of gross. Fucked up. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, Chappelle should just fucking shoot his car and light himself on fire and have some like fucking dope.
Richard Pryor kind of shit.
Start
like,
freebasing.
I'm sick of this like exterior bullshit. Like the comics have like, this isn't, I don't know. I want to see Chappelle talk. I want to make up some story about like what came out in the news about you with your fan. I don't know. Fucking light your farm on fire or something. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Fucking go out into your town and do some crazy shit. Like, I'm sick of
Hey, how about this? All right, this
I'm not even sick of it. It's just you should have just done. You shouldn't have done this special.
This is pure speculation.
The special just shouldn't have come out.
It was a sloppy, lazy special.
How about this? This is pure speculation, but I've thought this for a while. He's got to cheat on his wife, right?
He does. He talks about it openly on specials, basically.
Oh, he does?
Well, it's like wink, wink.
He says, like, I fuck feet.
He talks on his specials like he fucks other people than his wife.
Right.
Often.
So talk about that.
So get into it and get into why you're allowed to do that.
Chris Rock.
Like a Patrice would.
Well, yes, Patrice, I'm better than you.
Patrice
yeah.
would have 45 minutes on
you're
how
nothing without
he cheated,
me. Yeah.
But like, who does this bitch think she is not letting me cheat?
Chris right. Rock's special after he got She'd busted cheating was one
Manny
of the best
Pacquiao
things ever.
At best without me.
And you know, when I did stand up, I always thought I can't say this, but I might as well because it was very interesting, and I've always thought about this, and these recent specials have made me think, like, well, maybe this is bullshit. Because this really fucked me up. I have a dear friend that used to open for Chappelle.
Oh, yeah.
And he said one time he was in the green room with Chappelle, and he was asking him all these questions, you know, comedy, you know, lore questions, whatever. Like, you know, just questions that a comedy fan would have. And it got into Patrice, and Chappelle said that Patrice stole from him at one point, and that it was weird. They had a weird relationship.
That's legend bitterness, is what that
and,
is.
Yes. And
Chappelle
I,
hates the idea and that when Patrice I, died young and is considered the GOAT.
And when I heard that, I was very conflicted. I was like, what? Because it makes no sense with Patrice's character. Like, literally none. I've listened to
They both had that alibi joke.
I've listened to every second of Patrice on the radio. I've seen everything he's ever done. I listen to him daily. I mean, he's my favorite person probably to ever live besides Kobe. Like, he's my favorite person mentally by far. Like, I worship him. I think he's the greatest brain out there. Modern brain. And when I heard that, it really fucked me up. And I, for years, I was like, what? Is that possible? Because Chappelle was killing it. He never did anything to make me think he's like the type of guy that could lie or any. But now, now with how much every special, it's him and famous people at the end. And he's like so into his fame. And he's like so into the GOAT thing.
The dedication to Norm, by the way, was sweet. But
that was great.
That was nice.
But I think Chappelle is the misrepresenting a period of time when they were young comics. I don't think Patrice ever stole from you.
No.
And I don't know. I listened to a couple O&As recently, and Chappelle's name comes up, and Patrice moves right on really quick. He doesn't want to have... He says one thing about Chappelle. He goes
exactly.
like, oh, yeah. He said something like, yeah, me and him, we ain't really... I haven't seen him in a while. Me and him ain't not recently. Some shit like that. And I'm like, okay, interesting. Interesting. I don't know. I just don't buy that in any way, shape, or form. But it's a realistic conversation that Chappelle told my friend in a green room and like said blatantly, like, this guy stole from me and we had beef. And I'm like,
He said what? Patrice was a joke thief.
Yeah.
That's what he said. More which is than the, just him.
Which is the ultimate, like, felony, anti, yeah. you know, Patrice thing. It's the biggest yeah. indictment.
And just comedy felony.
It's a... No, but also, but who Patrice is, know, it's yeah, mind-blowing. Yeah. It's mind-blowing.
It simply has to be
think
jealousy,
about.
Which sounds insane because nobody knows who the hell Patrice is. And Chappelle's one of the most famous guys ever, so it sounds insane to say that. But getting into Chappelle's head, if I'm trying to, I think probably he does have some jealousy in just because of the fact that people consider Patrice the GOAT.
Well,
a lot of
posthumously,
comedy guys.
Right. Posthumously,
super
yeah.
heavy comedy people well, consider also,
well,
him
because
the GOAT.
We don't have hours of Chappelle uncensored on radio.
But I guarantee you, he's getting sick of hearing that, where he's like, I'm
oh,
not
he's sick of it. Yeah, he's sick yeah. of it. Well, also, another black dude.
Yeah, exactly.
He hates it. I mean, you're right, Joey. I mean, course. It's like Patrice yeah. has probably has like upwards of 80 hours of radio, which are, you talk about a special, that's an hour. Patrice has 80 hours.
Being very funny.
Being the most, not even just funny, like breaking your mind in terms of something you never
Big
thought about.
Big chunks of it are like, that could be a special.
You're like, oh my God, like you're right about that. I never yeah. thought about that with women and relationships, or I never thought about that with the economy, or I never thought about that with, you know, the Osama bin Laden murder. He's unbelievably funny and wise.
Yeah,
and
it.
So I'm sorry.
I was going to say, look at who both these people are: Chappelle, industry darling, mm-hmm. Patrice, bridge burner.
Exactly. So Chappelle probably has some preconceived, like getting in front of it yeah. preemptively. Type
Chappelle,
attitude
listen,
where it's like,
I'm sorry,
listen, we all know that Patrice didn't, you know,
you walked away from the money. That's a huge thing you did. That's extremely honorable. But looking at who you are, you love to tell some fables, and you're very into yourself.
That's another thing. Yeah, and, you're right. The fables thing. When I watch his specials, and I go, almost every one of your bits is a massive lie,
yes.
which is hilarious. That's what comedy is.
Yeah,
but
and
I
that's
go,
okay.
I go, why would that not stop you from maybe telling yourself that about certain personal things you have yeah. with comics like Patrice,
right.
or people like that? Like
Patrice, you walked away from the money again. Like Chappelle always have that, but Patrice is just up until that point everything you weren't.
Yeah.
I mean, you both were like the great. You're both like they're both the greatest of all time.
Also, Chappelle had integrity in that one moment when he moved to Africa and
right,
turned
but
down
who
the
knows
paycheck.
What it looked like.
But Patrice had that integrity every step of the way, right. all the way.
Patrice, like I'm not. I like a lot of the characters Chappelle played. I don't really like care. I'm not looking at this to like burn him or anything. Like, Patrice never would have been in, like, Robin Hood Men in Tights. I mean, he's too fat, too, but, like, he never would have...
No, Patrice would have never been in, you know, Air Force One, whatever these movies.
Like Con Air.
Sleepless in Con Seattle, Air. Con Air.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
You've Got Mail.
But that's also... Patrice, later on in his life, said he wishes he would have.
Yes.
Sure, he had too much integrity.
I'd much rather take Chappelle's but now acting career over Furry Vengeance.
Right, but now, yeah.
you know,
now Chappelle's yeah. big...
The bouncer and Belly.
His big point of pride, though, is, hey, look
hour.
How much integrity
what?
I have.
25th Hour.
Oh, yeah.
He was the bouncer.
Look how much integrity I have. That's
he's
what
in
he's,
Belly. He's the bouncer.
He's in Belly?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the bouncer in 25th Hour, too.
Oh, okay.
He's in the cut as
no,
well.
No, he's in Belly.
But no, I get it. It's It's interesting, man. I mean, I don't know. I just love Patrice so much. I miss him so fucking much, man. I can't even believe we're in this day and age and this guy's not around to fucking talk about stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine how much, I mean, I listen to him a lot and it's crazy to think he didn't get to see this day and age. Like,
he would have loved it.
It was If he
might have been the only guy who would have loved
if
it.
He would have, man. He might have been the only guy that was, like, satisfied.
Yeah.
The Me Too movement.
By the way.
It would have made him feel better about not being successful. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
He would have felt so vindicated.
Yeah.
Like, he would have been like, he would have yelled the N-word at O&A, and he'd be like, that's why I didn't try.
Yeah.
Cause look at this shit.
You see what
they
I'm doing?
They taking down everybody.
Yes.
Like, what's the
fucking trying to please.
Point?
I'm trying to please Brett Ratner and Harvey Weinstein.
I'm trying to please rapists.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been unbelievable, man. I mean, as Trump as president, can you imagine 4 years of Patrice commenting on Trump as president?
Patrice was
he would have loved Trump. He would have been called alt-right.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, no, that's the part of the thing that makes me go, like, I'm glad he's dead. Because if he were alive, he'd probably just be considered some alt-right guy.
No, we'd have to see.
We'd be able to, like, oh, no.
Because his fame would have grown. Because his special and the Charlie Sheen roast, he was starting to rise a little bit. And then it would have grown. He would have started his own podcast.
Yep.
And then this shit would have been out of hand. I mean, it's too much ammo.
He
would have
just been
like
laughing
Patrice,
too
man.
Much at it. He'd be like another hilarious Trump day.
Yep.
He'd be like another great special from Trump. Same shit, like, but much better and more intelligent than the
but
way we look
been,
at it.
Yeah. Patrice is a guy that had, we talk about ODD all the time because we love auditors and stuff, oppositional defiant disorder. Patrice was the king of having that, yes. right? So everything about him, the reason he hated these executives may not have even been in artistic integrity. It was just like, I have ODD. You're annoying me. Don't tell me what to do. Like, I'll act however I want to act in this thing. I'm not auditioning. Fuck you. That would have kicked in for, like, all these big progressive issues, too, and he would have done it, and he would have ran amok with it. It would have been very funny and graceful, and he would have been smart about it. So that, of course, I think every time something comes up in the news, I always go like, oh, man, Patrice, what would he have
imagine
said?
Patrice, I think about him every. I honestly think about him every single day.
I don't every day, but I mean, I do. When I think about comedy, I think about Patrice.
He was the reason I ever even like wanted to get into any realm of being funny.
He's the embodiment.
He was the embodiment of it all to me. I remember being a child. I was like 9 years old. I'm sitting at my grandparents' house. He popped up on Fox News and he was arguing with that lady. And I remember watching the whole thing like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. I've never seen anything like this on TV. I was like 9 or 10. I didn't even know. I didn't even have anything to compare it to. Yeah. But and then I listened to his 30-minute Comedy Central stand up and the Pepsi Cola rapist and all that, and I downloaded that onto my iPod.
Stolen from Chappelle.
I listened to it constantly. Of course, stolen from Chappelle. I listened to it constantly, and then I just would listen to O&A, and I realized he was on O&A all the time, and I'd be like, right. I have to. I mean, he's when he died, it was like devastating to me. I couldn't believe somebody that had that much to say was stopped short. You look at the world that we went into, and it's like, oh my God.
He was just
Patrice.
Too fat for his own good, man.
Couldn't you just eat some?
He was a big fat bastard.
Salad.
Eat a Caesar salad.
That's the, you know, and
not
that's
even
what,
that healthy.
By the way, the fact that he like knew he was dying and then
he mentions it constantly.
He was like, yeah, I'm dying. Like, that's the whole Nick DiPaolo joke is the on I think Tough Crowd. He was like, Patrice was like, I got 3 out of the 5 things that kill black people. And DiPaolo's like, is one of them a handgun?
DiPaolo had this great joke where he goes,
knew he was dying. He knew it. He kept being fat as hell.
Yeah, he did. Well, he tried a little bit. He had a whole year where he tried to eat raw. He tried to eat raw food, but it's very expensive. He couldn't keep up with it.
It was very expensive.
Truly, no, it's a lot. Eating raw keeps you alive.
He made enough to eat healthy, man.
He didn't make... No, man, he didn't...
He wasn't rich. He made enough to eat healthy.
He didn't make that much money, man.
Going to the grocery store doesn't cost that much. Vegetables are not that expensive.
He was an eater. It's fine. I love him. Yeah. It's like I have vices. I'm just saying. Like,
he could have used a water fast,
but he had the
free. That's free.
There you go.
He had the predispositions to it. Like, his whole family's fat. Like, he's black. Like, there's a lot of things where it's like it's not just like you or I being like told like if we just get healthy we're
no,
fine.
No, he had
like,
genetic.
Like,
he had
it's like if he gets healthy he's maybe okay for a little longer, but it's still like so
no. If he
weren't
rough. Super fat, he would have been healthy for much longer, I think. So, but I listen, I'm not here to attack him about being a big fat fuck. I'm just saying.
I mean, Patrice
could have been healthier.
We could wrap this up. I mean, Patrice.
Listen, I love obese O'Neal. All right, he was amazing.
Yes, yes. Big fat obese.
I hate that.
He was the greatest comedy mind of all time. He was fat.
Well, and that's honestly in the end, that's not what killed him. You know what killed him? Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin shot Patrice O'Neal.
Very good.
Right in the face in 2011. Good. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. You guys got anything else? Looks like the Dodgers are they got two men on base. I don't know. They don't. The bottom of the eighth.
I want to. If we're just gonna do baseball commenting, maybe we
should we cut it off?
How deep are we? How many? How long?
Oh, we did like an hour and nine.
Hour nine.
Devin, you didn't cook up any other topics to
well, talk what's
about?
Wrong with an hour nine?
Hour nine is a normal
hour
episode.
Nine.
Hour nine!
It's okay. I mean,
we're headed toward an hour 10.
We got to do a Patreon, too, if John comes over later. I'm going to make you get on the Patreon all hammered.
I don't like I don't like doing pods without Richie. That's my new rule.
Is that your new rule, just so you don't have to do it?
No, I just like Richie. Sorry.
Richie, talk about your new job. Okay,
no,
we have some info. Richie
no,
got a job.
Actually, no.
You don't want to talk
why?
About it.
No.
Why?
Because
no?
Because last time I talked about a job, I got fired. So the answer is
oh,
no.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what happened?
He's right.
That?
Richie did get fired last
I
time we talked about his job.
I worked at an Owl that doesn't exist anymore. Owl Bookstore. It was like inside. It was this hip shit. And
I
we
remember
talked
the job.
About it. We talked about it on some episodes.
Old episodes.
Very old episode. And I got fired.
Well, so you're making it sound like talking about it got you fired. You're
it saying, did. It did.
They literally listened to the podcast. Oh, fuck yeah.
So I
Dodgers
love my
got out
job,
of the inning.
My anonymous job that I'm not talking about. You don't know where it is, and I love it. And I'm and I won't get fired, hopefully.
Describe it.
They're not
going to
fire
name.
You. Our friend is
it
the one that
matter.
Hired you.
It, for now, no.
Richie loves the job, and that's it.
Richie hates
the job, but that doesn't matter. No, but
Richie wants to kill himself.
I take that back.
You just got yourself
fired. I take that back. I love the job.
Thank you. Yeah, there you
shut up. You're sending me down a bad road.
They're not going to listen to you.
I don't like waking up at 7 a.m. I've already voiced that to many people.
You used to work for bums.
I did.
They were like hipster bums that they have the time to listen to.
And now I work for great people, and I don't want to ruin that.
All right, fine. You fucking.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
it
just
out.
Weird that, like, in private, you're like gay bashing them.
Yeah, it's weird that, like, all day, like, Richie talked about, like,
that's not true.
I don't know. I thought it was weird. Like, Richie doesn't want to talk about his job right now, but earlier today he was talking about shooting it up.
I never said that.
It's a little weird, man. You were talking
that's
about,
not true.
You were like, literally, you asked me to buy ammo online for you. It's kind of strange. And now you're just, like, playing all fucking coy about it.
You said to me, do you know how to get, like, gunpowder on the dark web?
Yeah. Richie asked me how to get
C4. That's because I'm a PA on a movie set. You know, I'm trying to keep myself safe.
That's, well, yeah,
you know,
you're
look
right.
Look at what's going on.
Richie asked me for a bulletproof mask. He's like, hey, I'm about to be a fucking cinematographer on a film. See, I love these Taco Bell commercials.
Cinematographer on a film.
These Taco Bell commercials where it's two people, they, like, meet at a party, and they're like, oh my God, like, I want to fuck you. And they go down to the beach and they're like making out. And then out of nowhere, a woman goes like, I need a crispy cantina taco. And they go, she leaves him and goes to Taco Bell.
She goes, my pussy's drenched right now.
She goes,
can I get a crispy gordita crunch?
She goes, my pussy would much rather have nacho cheese than cum. can we get a Doritos Locos taco condom for you tonight?
That would be, they make flavored condoms. Imagine a flavored condom that was
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
do they make a Flamin' Hot Cheeto condom for, like, Hispanic people?
It can be for everybody. A lot of people like Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Now,
mostly Hispanic.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Only Hispanic.
No, seriously, imagine, like, different condom flavors for, like, different races people. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
We have a pad thai condom.
But you have to, like, prove your
people.
Race.
For whites. For white hipsters.
For white women.
White women love Thai food.
I know. They fucking love it.
It's absolutely insane how much they love Thai food.
It is the most basic bitch answer to be like, what's your favorite kind of food? Thai.
I love Thai. It's like, Thai food.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing about Thai food? Pad see you.
Pad see you. Pad Thai. I love a good green curry.
Yeah. White women are
fucking... one follow-up question. Like, what?
I love that in this bit, the white women are like, I love a Patsy.
Patsy.
I am from Nebraska.
They get really into it. Yeah, they're from Nebraska. They're like, I love Patsy. Yeah, white women are massive whores.
As I chug a White Claw, yeah.
I hate white women.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. White women acting like they can get away with anything, and like they haven't had anything to do with the discrimination in this country and the oppression.
Like they didn't just kill Brian
Laundrie. Yeah, white women didn't just, yeah, exactly. Like you didn't just kill Brian Laundrie. Mm-hmm. All white women in America, they're like, hey, what about my rights? And then fucking 50 years ago, they were like, give him another day in the hole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scumbag racist. Mint julep drinking racists. You fucking, what were you doing? What were you doing while I was out having slaves? You were fucking watching me making a pot roast.
That's right.
Telling me to give Jerome another day in the hole. You fuck you, Becky. Right, guys?
Very good.
Right?
Very good.
This is the Dodgers' last inning, right?
Oh, there we go.
Anyway, I don't even know why I do this podcast. I'm literally going to ruin my life.
The podcast is going to end with Devin going like, and it could go all the way.
Look at that guy. He just spit all over his fucking beard and all over his chest. Ugh, these people are disgusting. White baseball players make me sick. Oh, no, this is Clayton Bigsby or something.
It's Will Smith.
No, that's not Will Smith.
Yes, it is.
No, it's Clay Seager or something.
Will Smith's pitching, sorry.
Will Smith's the pitcher. It's C. Taylor.
C. Taylor.
Yeah. Anyway, should we wrap this up?
Yes.
We're just watching a baseball game.
I say we finish the inning.
Okay, let's finish the inning.
There's no outs.
2021 NLCS best of seven. Atlanta leads 3-2. Of the ninth.
If this ends,
the game's over.
Yeah, if the Dodgers don't come back right now, game's over.
So if they score, we'll end it.
It's all down to Will Smith's pitching.
He's got to get on base.
He does. It's important that they get on
base. Taylor's got to get on base. I don't like Will Smith pitching.
If you don't get on base or you don't hit a home run, you do not score.
I've heard that.
Wow. What the hell?
That's what I've heard.
Joey, have you heard this?
What is it now?
In baseball, you have to hit that damn ball to fucking make anything happen.
Now, to be honest.
Apparently, these people are saying.
It's all based on this damn ball.
It's all based on this. If this ball gets hit.
But it's hard.
What a fucking idiot.
What a fucking idiot.
God damn it. You're an embarrassment to LA. Fuck you.
Get out of here.
I don't care that you hit three home runs last game, you piece of shit.
Oh, is that him?
You white oppressor piece of shit.
That guy's a tyrant.
Fuck you.
Oppressor.
Fuck you.
Go to the
maybe
dugout.
Maybe if this whole team was full of Mexicans,
nice swing,
we'd be winning.
You idiot. Was that even a strike?
Good strike. Yeah,
that was high.
Good swing, scumbag.
That was out of the zone.
God, I hate white
people.
What
a idiot.
God, these whites suck. It's all white people's fault.
I hate that guy.
What's a weird sign?
Yeah, they shouldn't be doing that in Atlanta.
The Atlanta Braves should not have signs in the stands with KKK in a row. I mean, they're probably a little too excited
to come to the baseball game.
Oh, look
at
Cody Bellinger. He needs to do a dab in between hits. We get it. You like weed, scumbag.
That's the sleepiest pro athlete
I've ever
seen.
We get it, Cody. You're high. We get it.
Put that in the bong. You're going to the semifinals.
Look at this guy. He's reaching for his vape pen in between hits. Hit it. God damn it!
Take a swing, though, pussy.
Swing!
That was a ball.
Swing!
It was, but take a chance.
Swing! I don't care if it's a ball. Take a chance on it. Take a chance on history. Swing, you fucking pathetic loser. God, the Dodgers suck.
This fucking dipshit couldn't run.
Justin Turner. Turner, he stinks.
Pulled his hammy, you fat ass.
I hate that cannibal look-alike fuck. That's a ball, too. Yeah, that's
good
right.
Eye.
Call it, good eye, Bellinger. Pot apparently, head. You're not that high yet.
Yeah.
God. Oh, yeah, Kershaw, you've done great this series.
Way to get injured.
Where have you been, asshole?
Playoff bum.
God, oh, fuck the Dodgers. They make me sick.
I don't think you should be allowed to dugout if you're not, like,
yeah, why are you there if you're, like, you can't even play?
Bad juju in the dugout.
Come on, Bellinger.
Oh,
what a surprise. You swang.
Oh, you're not scared of the ball anymore.
Wow, look at you swinging. I'm so surprised by that. You have one of two options, swing or don't. Unbelievable of you to swing. Fuck baseball.
Swing or don't swing. Great sport.
What a sport. You swing or you don't. Unbelievable. Ooh. I can't believe all the moving parts of this game.
Wow, slider or fastball?
Unbelievable. Oh, so many moving parts to baseball.
Throw a knuckleball.
That's right. That's right. Bellinger's doing well. It's 3-2. All right. You have one more chance.
Full count.
You have one more chance, you fucking hippie.
These guys are all fucking folding under the pressure.
No, they want to go home. They're not trying to win. They want to go home. They want to go home. They want
to. I already got paid.
They want it to end. They want it to end. They already got their contract.
Yeah, fold because he's a drug addict.
It's all sealed. They don't give a shit.
Addicted to weed.
Look at Bellinger. Like he's like growing, trying his heart out to. Oh, if I don't make it, I something happens to me. Yeah, what a swing! What a surprise! You swing. Unbelievable.
That pitcher kicks ass, by the way. You see that
Will
walk?
Smith. Will Smith.
I hate the name.
This game's over.
He's misappropriation.
This game's over. This game's over. The Dodgers make me sick. What's your excuse? You lose to the Braves like this. What's your excuse?
Will Smith kicks
Will
ass.
Smith?
That's my new favorite Will
Why
Smith.
Why didn't you hit that? Maybe if you didn't swing that late, you would have hit it, asshole.
Fuck the Dodgers.
The Dodgers make me sick. They don't just make
Let's
me
see.
Sick.
Let's let them lose.
They don't deserve. They go. Should. They shouldn't sure be allowed on any taco truck for the next year.
Great. It's AJ Pollock.
Oh, I know. They got Pujols next. Good. We got this 500-pound Hispanic.
If Pollock doesn't strike out, the game's over. Game's over if Pollock
just
gets
get on
out.
Base, Pollock.
Figure it
fucking
out.
Fucking loser. How about you hit a home run? Hey, have baseball players ever thought about this? Just hit a home run. What is their problem? Just hit it beyond the players, and then they don't catch it.
They can't.
It's that simple.
Shoot it above them.
If you hit it far enough, they don't catch it, and then we don't yell at you. God, you idiots.
They're getting paid enough to
just
do that.
Just hit it far.
Nice
game
one,
over,
dummy.
Game over.
Oh,
you
my
fucking
God.
Retard.
The Dodgers suck.
Fuck game the Dodgers. Over. Fuck L.A. Kobe's dead. Who gives a shit? We're done. We're done. There is no reason to live. Except for you could food's pretty good.
I see a lot of Adam's apples out there in the audience.
And I hit that bitch in the Adam's apple. Kapow! I beat her titties up like chicken cutlets. Anyway, this is the greatest comedy we have.
Goodbye. Suck a dick.